From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Iraq, attacks continue against U.S. forces, and so does the discussion of just who these Iraqi attackers are and who leads them. There have been several recent news stories about the Americans' enemy in Iraq, including interviews with men who have staged or organized attacks. In this part of the program, some of what journalists have heard from these men. First, Time magazine reporter Michael Ware in Baghdad. In this week's issue of the magazine, he chronicles his experience with Iraqis who are mounting attacks against the U.S.
I have, over the last 5 months or more, spent time with numerous groups of insurgents, most recently with this well-organized unit, and an entire network of anti-American fighters. And on a Saturday evening last weekend, they took me without any warning along on an operation where they launched modified missiles against a U.S. facility. During the entire operation, U.S. helicopters and gunships were circling in the darkened skies beyond, yet these men were able to move with impunity, launch their missiles, and disappear without any trouble. And these men do this 3 or 4 times a week.
One Saddam Hussein loyalist, whom you cite a great deal in the Time magazine article, you call him Abu Ali, showed you what he claimed was a chemical weapon. What did he say about it?
What he showed me was either a mortar or a round for what's known as a recoilless rifle. What it is a Soviet device which was brought into Iraq during the regime. I cannot verify precisely what is contained in this bomb, but what I can tell you is that it has an odor that affects the breathing. It certainly affected my breathing. And when you shake this device, you can hear liquid sloshing inside. These men believe that when they fire it, it will produce a gas that will induce bleeding from the nose and from the mouth and will suffocate a man as he bleeds internally. Whether this is really chemical weapons or not, what this shows is that the insurgents are looking for them and they are more than prepared to use them against U.S. troops if they get their hands on them.
If that munition that Abu Ali showed you is in fact a chemical weapon, if it does in fact possess mustard gas or whatever else, why wouldn't that have been used already? Why wouldn't we have already seen an attack using that against American troops in Iraq?
They have a number of problems, one of which is finding an appropriate launch device to fire this munition. However, having observed their ability to adapt, I believe that given time, these men will find the means to launch this thing. Otherwise, as they have told me, all they are waiting for is to identify the right American target and to await the right meteorological conditions to use it.
Where do they get their money from and where do they get their weapons from?
It depends on the group. But taking this very well-developed organization, they have a number of cells which operate autonomously, yet ultimately answer to a commander in a strict military chain of command. This commander himself answers above to a mysterious regime figure. From this man, the commander receives both money and instructions, which he then disseminates to his respective cell leaders. And from what I can gather, this mysterious regime figure, who is the dispenser of their resources, answers only to Saddam Hussein, with whom they allege he is in frequent contact with.
Time magazine reporter Michael Ware in Baghdad. Thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.